Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Stephen Wooker is our guest. Stephen is a new friend. He's the founder of New Markets Advisors. He's the author of Capturing New Markets, How Smart Companies Create Opportunities Others Don't. He's here to talk to us about that very topic. Stephen Wooker, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Good morning.
It's good to have you here, Stephen. You know, when I was looking at your book and thinking about you being here, all I could think about when I think about new markets, I think about the word niche. And when I think of niche and niches and you know, I think about something that I've talked about quite a bit on the show before, and that is what's beautiful about about free market economy, especially the one that people find in the United States, is We have the ability here, and we're doing this all the time, to continue to stratify and re-stratify this economy with niches, and then we create niches of niches, and sometimes we create niches of niches of niches. And that's what your book is really all about, isn't it?
That's right. You know, if you're an entrepreneur, you've got to dream big, but if you don't start small, you're going to be in trouble. Look at the mother of all new industries these days, social networking. Facebook didn't get its start by trying to take on MySpace or Friendster directly. Mm-hmm. It didn't try to be all things to all people. It was a site for people on college campuses. And for its first 2 years, you had to have a .edu email address in order to qualify to be a member.
Right.
So by doing that, it was able to get a critical mass, not by getting millions of users, but just by getting a few hundred students on a college campus. It was big enough to matter and big enough to be useful to people. And so the same thing is true if you're a local store owner or if you're trying to sell something on the web. You've really got to tightly define what the market is that you're going to go after. Then after that, once you have success, you can use that as a beachhead and bridge to further new markets beyond that.
If you want to, and if it qualifies, if it justifies that extra effort and extra investment. And I like what you said there, because a couple of things are implicit in what you just said. One of them is when you start small in the first your first few gyrations of starting that way, you're going to make mistakes just like you would if you started big. But the mistakes are writ small, and they're not nearly as expensive. You're going to learn a lot of things without having to spend too much money, right?
That's absolutely right. You know, the venture capitalist lore is that a startup will change its business approach four times before it finds success on average. And that's for successful startups, by the way.
Right.
So you've got to anticipate that if it's a new market, there's lots you don't understand about what's the nature of demand, who your customers are going to be, who your competitors are going to be. And by starting with a niche, you can get very close to the customer, sell to them directly, avoid those sales channels at first, and learn from them, learn what they want, learn how they're using your product or service, and then be flexible, because that's your advantage as an entrepreneur over big companies. You can move just a lot more quickly than they can.
Right, exactly. So then when you – and the other thing – the other thing that's good about a dynamic economy like the United States, for example, is that once you find this little pigeonhole, this little niche that you or niche, as you say tomato, I say tomato. Once you find that and you establish a little bit of a beachhead there, you actually don't have to conquer the world to be successful, right?
That's right. You know, ultimately, if you're doing very well, the big guys are going to be looking at you and they'll try to muscle you aside. But by their nature, they tend to cater to averages. You go for the average customer because that's what they do in their biggest businesses, and they don't adopt the right sort of toolkit to tackle new markets, which is not to think about averages,
mm-hmm.
but really to think about individual customer types who are poorly served or just unaddressed by what's out there right now.
Let's get into some of the fundamentals. Talk to us about some of the fundamentals that you discussed in your book about how to capture new markets.
Well, you know, the first step is just to identify what new markets are around you. And oftentimes, they're not where people are buying products today. And they're certainly not things that people will tell you about because they just can't think about it. Henry Ford famously said of his industry, if I'd asked customers what they wanted, they would have said a faster horse. So you're not looking for faster horses, right? But you're looking for latent needs. So to do that, I put forth in one of the chapters six questions that you can ask about a market. And it starts with, what jobs are people trying to get done in their lives? Not what are they buying, but as a Harvard professor I did a lot of consulting work with, Clayton Christensen has written about, what jobs are people trying to get done in their lives? That what people are buying may change year to year, but the jobs that they're trying to get done don't. And so they provide you that true north compass setting to develop a sustainable business. Then you need to think about the adoption barriers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of entrepreneurs are just convinced of the virtue of their idea, and I guess you need to be to make employees and investors believe in you. But you think about something like indoor plumbing. Indoor plumbing took 4,500 years from the time it was invented to the time it was broadly rolled out in the 19th century. So not many ideas are better than indoor plumbing. So you've really got to think objectively about those adoption barriers. And you've got to laser target a foothold market where you can first get that penetration. And as I said before, almost always that is through selling directly to those initial customers, not right. through sales channels.
Right. And so, you know, I like the way you said that. And tell us some more. What's another fundamental?
Well, you also need to think about market timing. Sometimes you can just be too early. So you know, I've been an entrepreneur. I've started up companies inside much bigger companies. Sometimes I've timed the market really well, like setting up cell phone networks in Africa. And other times I've been too early. I set up a mobile marketing business, marketing onto cell phones, back in 2000. It was one of the first. But people weren't ready for that till like 2008.
Right.
So there's another chapter in the book that really delves into the questions you can ask yourself about is being first or being early really going to create a sustainable advantage for me? Or if I'm a fast follower, what are some of the plays that fast followers run to be successful?
And you also have to have, and Steve, I got to move to the next segment, but you also have to have the capital structure, the capital plan, in case you are too early to sustain you, if that's what you need to do. We come back. One of the things I'm going to ask Stephen is the current economy, the 21st century economy, even more predisposed to creating these new markets, these niches, as we've been talking about? I think it is. 20 after. Stay with us.
But no one can tell.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.